Mercer Color and Coal Letter is your printer of choice when quality matters.
Showcase your pride in local schools, communities, and businesses with your local printer, Mercer Color of Coldwater.
Hometown, Winners Meat Service, and NAB Youth Monitoring. Robert Kramer reporting for your sports leader, 96.7 FM, The Wave.
We regret that we are just not able to get the connection made at our gym with this Salina volleyball match. We will be simulcasting WCSM with Ron Brunswick and Gary Clooney. Please stay tuned and we'll get the game started very shortly.
In the picture, not just watching it. Visit them at Hometown Ohio on Facebook. Hometown, dedicated to their community of customers.
It's spicy, it's steamy, it's smoking hot. Winners Meats and Osgood presents Grills Gone Wild. Woo! Yeah, this summer all the guys will be hanging out with the hottest grills in the county. So what do you want to see? Pork chops, ribs, beef, sausage, chicken? Winners has it all. Totally raw.
Look at that!
Grills Gone Wild. Coming this summer to a patio near you. Thanks to Winners Meats in Osgood. Everyone loves a winner.
Welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Announcing starters and non-starters. Got a lot of action going on tonight throughout the area. Coldwater goes to Walthoff to take on one of the other 2-0 Western Buckeye League teams. It's Rushi over at Maria Sinai to take on the Flyers. New Bremen playing host to St. Mary's. Just heard from the Rocket Man there. St. John's goes to LCC to take on the T-Birds. And Fort Laramie at Jackson Center to take on the Titans.
Yeah, Fort Laramie, they already got two sets in the books. Fort Laramie wins as they head in that match. Two sets to none, 25-20 and 25-18. Fort Laramie at 5-2 on the season. They're standing at the top of the Shelby County League 2-0.
Yeah, them and Rishi both undefeated in the league there. I think I said 4 weeks, every 3-3, they were 3-4.
Three and four.
I screwed that up a couple different times there. Changed my notes a little bit as we went through things. But you got the 3-4 Indians and the 5-3 Bulldogs. We are just about
we're still working on getting our connection made here, but it should be okay pretty soon.
Side of the down while the Montana Bulldogs will be on the north end, which would be the left side of the dial. We're just about ready to get things started here as the Indians, as we take a look, it'll be Tegan Forkamp along with Forkamp's there, Grace Clincher, and just going around the circle here, Mara Pearson, also on the court for the Indians. Is Kennedy Mullenkamp, so she'll start the setting. Allison Mullenkamp, you're missing somebody out there. I think
Paige Guggenbiller.
Thank you very much. So Paige Guggenbiller in that front row. Well, you got Peyton Berkey, Ava Kanapke, and Brooklyn Bourne in the front row. The back row would include Lily Sunderhouse, Miley Sapp, and she'll come out here shortly. And also back there, Sarah Geisig. And we'll get the libero in there shortly as well. 5'3 junior, Allison Sweeterman. So the Bulldogs decked out in green from at least the top with the black bottoms. The Indians with the white tops and the black bottoms as well. And then they'll bring their libero in, Aldra Bupp, the 5'5 senior. 4 seniors on the roster for head coach Travis Guggenbiller. 8 seniors on Phil Bange's roster.
Yep, Aldra Bupp, one of those seniors. 142 serve receptions this year. In the back, she's a big back row player for the Indians. Tegan Forkamp, 91 serve receptions. And Mara Pearson, those are about the only three girls that I have any stats on having any serve receptions at all for the Indians. So they're probably going to be getting most of them.
That's the only three I jotted down too, Gary, as well. 142, as you said, for Aldra Bupp. That leads a whole bunch of people. Right down to the Sarah guys. You need to serve it up to 5'3 senior. Targets will include Forkamp, Pearson, and Bupp back there. The guys that you serve will be dug by Aldra Bupp up to Kenny Mullenkamp. She'll backside Tegan Forkamp. First hit going to be dug by guys again. Chased down by Peyton Berkus. She'll set up Brooklyn Bourne. That will be Kenny Mullenkamp. Now Aldra Bupp. Berkey, middle set to Ava Kanapke. Dug by Pearson. Kenny Mullenkamp sets up Grace Clincher. And that's dug in the back row by Allison Friedman. And then into the nylon. And the four recovery Indians will draw blood first here. 1-0 Indians.
Grace Clincher took just a little bit off of that one to make sure she got it down, and Bulldogs just didn't handle it very well.
Sunderhouse, Sweeterman, and Geisinger are rating the serve of Tegan Forkamp. That will be Lily Sunderhouse up to Peyton Berkey, and I think that's an illegal hit by the Indians as they tried to block the set attempt that time by Peyton Berkey. And we got our first tie here of the evening at 1-1 here in set number one.
Yeah, just interfered with the set there. The Indians tried, went for a block. It was right above the net, but close call.
Brooklyn-born, the 5'8 senior, back to do the serving. Target, Audra Bupp, up to Kennedy, Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes our way to Mara Pearson, her first swing of the night. Going to be dug in the back row by Bourne. And now the bump's up from Ava Kanapke. He's going to be eight up by Grace Langston. Got right on top of that. Well, that's one of those big eye hits we talked about. And it's 2-1 Indians.
Very right. As the Ava Kanapke tried to bump set that, she went right across the net. Set up Grace Langston perfectly.
There's a serve. Guys again, the battle at the net. And that time it's going to be won by Allison Follenkamp. One of four seniors on the roster. And the Indians have scored three of the first 4 points and lead 3-1 here on their home court. The left hand puts one down. Peyton Berkey, as good as they come, averaging 1.4 kills per set.
Peyton Berkey seems to be one of those girls that says when Solana needs to stop a run or needs a break, she seems to come up with a big play. And once again, a 3-point run there by Indians is stopped by Peyton Berkey.
Command says Jenkins serve, dug by Tegan Forkamp. Kenny Mollenkamp sets up Allison Follenkamp. Off Jenkins and out of bounds. Point Indians kill Allison Follenkamp. And an early double up before recovery at 4-2. Now we get a substitution. Hope Wendell, or excuse me, I knew I'd say that. Hope played for a lot of years over here, it seemed like. But Faith Wendell, the 5'5".
We're still trying to make the connection
right now, so Faith Wendell
with our simulcast.
Allison Sweetman right between them, Brooklyn Bourne.
Hoping to get things going, but we'll go back to the music here for a little bit.
Miley Sapp, and the freshman will have too much juice on that one. Looking for a touch, not going to. Actually, they will get a touch, excuse me. So Miley Sapp will pick up her first kill the evening. And they'll make the score now 4-3. Marley Sapp on the kill. Sapp, I think I called her a freshman last week. My roster says she's a sophomore. I apologize for that. Right now, bump set goes to Allison Follenkamp and show it. That went over everybody and out of bounds. And we've got our second tie of the evening. Tied at one, and now a pair of fours on the board.
A couple of hitting errors early here for the Indians. Gained Swanico points. Peyton Berkey once again serves it up.
That'll be dug by Tegan Follenkamp. Up to Faith Wendell. She'll back set. Mara Pearson, dug there by Berkey, chased down by Allison Truman all the way across and out of bounds. Point for recovery, and the Indians a 5-4 advantage.
Hey, Mara Pearson's taken a couple big swings already. That one was bumped all the way up to the ceiling. Good play by the Bulldogs, but they just couldn't handle it.
There's the Pearson serve. Allison Sweetman over to Lutz, and now Evie Holstein will free ball across, and now back on the attack is the Indians. Swing that time by Tegan Forkamp. Back set, Evie Holstein, block for a forward. Looked like Tegan Forkamp got the wall up that time, by the way, they're patting her on the backside, and it's now a 6-4 Indian first set lead. Four recovery, six. Swine of four, set number one. 3-4 Indians against the 5-3 Bulldogs. Both these teams will play conference games on Thursday, as the Bulldogs will host Kenton, and the Indians a road game with Versailles. Peyton Berkey, quick set to Miley Sapp, block for a point. Allison Follenkamp with a block, and it's now 7-4 Indians.
That's her second block of the match. She's been a force at the net thus far.
Testing, check, test, test, testing, 1-2, check, test, check, test.
Targeting the back row, along with Brooklyn Bourne. This will be Bourne unable to dig that one out, as that took a nosedive right in front of the 10-foot line. And we got another double up. Indians 8, Bulldogs 4.
Ace for Mara Pearson, 3 straight service points.
Pearson from the right back position. And it'll be Evie Holstead over to Peyton Berkey, right back to Holstead. Little give and go off of Audra Bupp, but the Indians are in the net. Indians are in the net, and that will be a point for the Salina Bulldogs.
Evie Holstead, big swing there. She's going to count that. She can kill on that anyway.
Now Holstead, 5-4, at least on the roster. Plays a lot bigger than that. And now Amelia Lutz will serve Mara Pearson to dig, and that's up into the stand. That will be an ace for Amelia Lutz, a point for the Bulldogs. Back-to-back Bulldog points, and they're within 2-8-6 here in set one.
Got a game of runs thus far. Each team runs off about 3 points, and the other team answers.
Another Lutz serve. Mara Pearson to dig. Up to Faith Wendell. Faith Wendell. Now we'll find Faith Dirt. A little bit deeper than that little X we talked about on the 10-foot line, but it was open. And now the Indians with a 3-point advantage.
Big high set. Tegan looked like she was going to wind up and really crank that one. Seen everybody backing off and just tipped it across.
And now going back to serve will be Audra Bupp, the lefty from the middle back position. That'll be dug by Brooklyn Bourne. To Miley Sapp, free ball across by Lily Sunderhouse. Dug it back row by Audra Bupp. Now Faith Wendell, middle set goes to Sage Luco. Dug in the back row that time by Sweeterman. And now Sapp has it dug by Pearson. Wendell comes our way over to Allison Follenkamp. She'll roll one across. Or that was Grace Plancher. And now Evie Holstead had a block for a point. Grace Plancher in the block for recovery of the point. And the Indians up 10-6. as Aldra Bupp will get it served up again. Emily Sweeterman, Lily Sunderhouse, the main target, Becker, Brooklyn-born also, and they'll all watch that one take one hop and go out defensive out of here. On the service error, the Bulldogs within three at 10-7.
Go for recovery, doing a nice job attacking. They've got kind of back on their heels thus far.
Serve now will be the libero, Allison Sweeterman. Her target, Mara Pearson. That's going to go up into the net. Faith Wendell digs it out, and then Tegan Forkamp free balls it across. Berkey the dig. Allison Sweeterman bumps that over to Evie Holstead. That one never made it across. That will be an Indian point. And for recovery, back up by 4, 11-7.
Couple substitutes coming in for the Indians.
That'll be Paige Guggenbiller joining the front row of Grace Quainson and Keegan Forkamp. While Kennedy Mullenkamp will come in and do the serving and the setting from the right back position. Main target back there, Lily Sunderhouse. Instead, it will be Brooklyn-born Ava Kanapke, I should say, on a good set from Berkey. Hits that one off the double block and down. So Ava Kanapke will pick up the kill. And the Bulldogs trail 11-8.
Yeah, Ava Kanapke was set right in the middle of the floor that time, and the blocker came over from the right side, and she vacated that spot, and Kanapke tipped it right to that empty spot.
There are guys that will have too much juice on that, sir. That'll be a service error. They've been going back from 3 and 4, and right now it's a 4-point lead for the Indians, 12-8.
18 aces on the season for Tegan Forkamp back there.
Right back position. And that will be inbound. That's another ace for Tegan Forkamp. And that was in by about a half a foot, I think. Bill Benge was right on top of that one. He wasn't sure about that, but sure looked good from my angle.
And I just said she had 18 aces. It always happens that way.
And now the dig by...
I got another one.
That was guys. He tried to dig that one. Berkey went near the net, unable to get it. That'd be a timeout lineup. It is 4 recovery, 14-1-8. On 96.7, The Wave.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at grandlakehealth.org.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and your locally owned McDonald's has you covered. Stop in today for the 2 for $2.50 breakfast, mix and match. Items include sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, breakfast burrito, and hash browns. Don't forget about the $3 bundle for that on-the-go meal. Double cheeseburger or 6-piece McNugget and a small fry, just $3. Savings all summer long at your locally owned Munford Voorhees McDonald's.
It. 14-8 advantage the Indians. Tegan Forkamp will serve for a 4-recovery after the timeout. Main target in the back row, Allison Sweetman. To her left, Lily Sunderhouse and Sarah Geiseke. This will be Geiseke. Up to Peyton Berkey. She'll bump set over to Brooklyn Bourne. Bourne hits one deep and out of bounds. That'll make it now 15-8. Biggest lead of the night for the Indians here in set number one.
3 straight service points for Tegan Forkamp.
Forkamp will serve it up again. We'll call it the right back position. Little blooper off the net. Dug by Peyton Berkey. Chased down there by Sweeterman and free ball by Brooklyn Bourne. Kenny Mullenkamp to dig. Audra Buck. Bump set. Over to Mara Pearson from the 10-foot line. And that one is blocked by Ava Kanapke. Big wall that time by the junior. Will cut the deficit to 15-9.
Yeah, Mara Pearson didn't really try to set. She kind of wanted. She didn't hit it real hard, but she tried to go cross court. And Kanapke was all over it.
Now rotating back to the serving will be Brooklyn Bourne from the right back position for the Bulldogs. Audra Buck the dig. Kenny Mullenkamp sets up Grace Quainson. Off the double block and down. Quainson the kill. And the Indians back up by 7, 16-9. Again, we're playing 7-1 here from the fourth side field now.
She's getting 3 kills on a block from Grace Quainson. She's going back to serve. She's got 6 aces on the season.
Quainson will serve from the left back position. Dug that time. And a little bit of miscommunication that time by the Bulldogs. Not lack of effort, lack of communication in 17-9.
She serves it to middle short, and nobody could quite get to it for the Indians.
Quainson will serve this one again. That'll be Sweeterman up to Peyton Berkey with the left hand block for a point. Allison Follenkamp, the 5'8 senior with the block, 18-9. Late double up now for recovery.
Follenkamp, she looks a lot taller than that out there on the floor. She jumps and gets her arms up above that net.
Another Quainson serve. That'll be Emily Sweeterman. Chase that time, and now eventually going to be another block that time by Allison Follenkamp.
Bowen Camp, the block, as Amelia Lutz is about 15 foot trying to hit that one across, and it's 19-9.
That's four blocks here in set number one for Fulham. Yeah.
There's another clincher serve.
And that one is going to be hit the line inbound. No argument. As you can see, Emily Sleeman's going to slap the ground in disgust. That'll make it 20-9. And Slana will use her second and last timeout. Set one. For recovery 20. Slana 9 on 96.7 The Way.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm just a voiceover actor and don't know much about agriculture, but Shockman Lumber wanted me to talk to you about those buildings that you put moo cows in. Now, the Shockman Lumber people do know agriculture, and they've built lots of those moo cow buildings and buildings to hold those big wheeled machines that plant stuff in the dirt that grows, and buildings to store all those plant thingies in. Oh, yeah, if I ever actually get my hands dirty and wanted a barn thingy, I'd see the experts at Shockman Lumber. They're on that interweb at shockmanlumber.com. Do I get paid for this?
Amelia Lutz hit off the block, and Amelia Lutz kills, and all of a sudden it's 20-10 right now here in set number one as we rotate in Samantha Jenkins, the 5'7 senior. It's Tegan Forkamp, Audra Bupp, and Mara Pearson deep. This is Pearson up to Kenny Mohenkamp. She'll bump to Pearson. She'll roll one across, and it's good. There are guys who got a fist on that DX on the Pearson kill. It's a 21-10 advantage for recovery.
For recovery, just been very aggressive at the net. They're just definitely just outplaying Salina at the net thus far.
And now Hope Faith Wendell will come back into the volleyball game. Her targets would be Brooklyn-born Sarah Geisney and Emily Sweeman, or Allison Sweeman back here. That's going to be an ace for Faith Wendell. And it's all Indians here in set one, 22-10.
Well, it seems like all these aces are going straight to that middle, short middle. Like about the top of the circle in the on the basketball floor.
Emma Harder now into the Bulldog lineup. That'll be dug back row by Brooklyn-born Peyton Berkey. She'll go cross court to Amelia Lutz. Rolls one and down on the Indian side. Amelia Lutz with the kill. That'll make it a real late double up here at 22-11 Indians. Indians will, I should say, the Bulldogs will substitute Evie Olstead, 5'4 senior, into the front row. Peyton Berkey will serve. The left-hander goes to Pearson. Up to Wendell. She'll free ball that one to Berkey. Now Sweeterman back set over to Amelia Lutz off the block and down. Amelia Lutz, another good swing. And that'll make it 22-12.
Amelia Lutz averaging 3 kills per set. That's her second, or that's her third kill of the night. Just got 2 of them here lately.
Now Peyton Berkey will go back to serve it up again. Same targets as normal. Bupp, Forkamp, and Pearson deep. This will be Audra Bupp. Chased down by Faith Wendell. Back row attack, Mara Pearson. Dug by Peyton Berkey. Chased down by Allison Sweeterman. Now free ball by Evie Olstead deep. Back here waiting on those Forkamp. Now Wendell. And a hit for Allison Forkamp. So Forkamp to kill it. 23-12 Indians. As Mara Pearson will rotate back to serve. Indians with an 11-point lead. Allison Sweeterman and Libero, the main target in the back row. Instead, this will be Brooklyn Bourne. Up to Peyton Berkey. Back to Amelia Lutz off the block and down Amelia Lutz. That's a good rotation for Lutz. I think she had a kill at each spot.
I think you're right.
23-13.
She's up to 4 kills this set, and she just got them all here just in the last rotation.
And now the serve will be Amelia Lutz. 5'9 senior from the left back position. Sends it across to be dug by Mara Pearson. Chased down that time by Allison Forkamp into the Raptors. And Audra Bupp will free ball across to Allison Sweeterman. Peyton Berkey cross court to Brooklyn. Bourne off the block and down. Berkey assist, Bourne that kill. And that'll make the score 23-14.
It might be too late here, but it seems like Salina here for the first set. Anyway, Salina seems to be more in rhythm right now.
Yeah, if you don't win, you want to at least build some momentum.
Right.
Right now the serve from the middle back position, or actually left back position, Amelia Lutz. Dug by Mara Pearson. That one's into the nylon. That'll be an ace for Amelia Lutz. And that'll make it 23-15.
The second ace for this first set.
And Lutz will get a serve up again. Audra Bupp is the main target in that back row in the middle. To her left, Tegan Forkamp, Mara Pearson to her right. Allison Forkamp, Faith Wendell, and Sage Luthold in that front row. And now Bupp sets up Forkamp, and that one's into the net. And that will lead to an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with him. We're in set number one. It's the full recovery Indians 23. The Salina Bulldogs 16 on 96.7 The Wave.
As free Americans, we owe our veterans a debt of gratitude. When you see an American veteran, stop, shake their hand, and thank them for all they have sacrificed. Stop in Salina VFW 5713 and enjoy an affordable, delicious daily lunch special or a great evening meal while visiting with family and friends. All meals are open to the public at Salina VFW. Don't forget Sunday brunch on the first Sunday of every month. Don't miss the Bulldogs football and the Lady Bulldogs volleyball games this season.
Welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Momentum right now belongs to the Bulldogs, but they trail 23-16. They're on a 4-0 run at the present time right now with Amelia Lutz at the trigger in the left back position. Buck Pearson and Tegan Forkamp behind the 10-foot line for Travis Guggenbiller's ladies. This will be Audra Buck up to Faith Wendell. Sets up Tegan Forkamp, rolls one across Allison Friedman Diggs. Peyton Berkey backs that Evie Holstead. That'll be dug by Wendell. Now Audra Buck. Bump set, Tegan Forkamp, dug by Allison Sweetman. That's on top of the net. Allison Fullenkamp has it dug by Sweetman. Holstead, back row attack will be Amelia Lutz. There's Wendell, Audra Bump. Bump sets up Tegan Forkamp off the block, dug by Amelia Lutz. She'll go to Peyton Berkey, cross court. Brooklyn Bourne, block, and inbound! Allison Fullenkamp gets another one, and it's 24-16.
She's got five termination blocks, but she's had her hands on numerous hits by the Bulldogs. They can't get it around her right now.
You know, I was kind of looking at the blocks here. She's credited with 26 coming into the day. That's called a block assist, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, yeah.
Now Audra Butt will serve with a game point, possibly. Sunderhouse, Berkey, sets up Brooklyn Bourne. That never made it across, and set one. Will belong to the Fort Recovery Indians. Fort Recovery 25. Salina 16. We'll take a break. We'll hear from the Rocket as New Bremen and St. Mary's, I think, may have their first set in. When we return, we'll play set two. It's the Indians and the Bulldogs on 96.7 The Wave.
Nestled in a quaint corner of Northwest Ohio, Farmer Vaughn Davis is not only growing varieties of corn and sunflowers, making gourmet popcorn and sunflower seeds, he is also growing and expanding to products like a variety of flavored sunflower oils, seeds, and distilling grains. Interested in trying some of the schoolhouse products? Shop local artisan like Flock Mercantile in Salina and Something from the Garden in Van Wert and pick up some schoolhouse farm goods. For more information, visit Schoolhouse Farms 1862 on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody, to the report game here on 96.7 The Wave. From the nest, it was New Bremen taking the first set of the varsity contest, 25-15. In that set, Olivia Niemeyer, or Olivia Heikamp, I should say, she ended up with 6 kills, 3 kills for Rihanna Paul, 3 kills for Melina Schrader, while for St. Mary's, there's 2 kills each for Darlie Liming and Sierra Graver. It's a triple header here tonight. The Fraction won by New Bremen 25-19, 25-23. The JV won by New Bremen 27-25, 25-16. And the first set won by Diana Kramer's New Bremen Cardinals 25-15. This is a report game again from the Nest. New Bremen at 6-0 and St. Mary's 5-3. My sponsors, Hometown, Winners Meat Service, MAB Youth Monitoring. I'm Rick Kramer for 96.7 The Wave on your sports leader at WCSM.
Every time you make a difference in a child's life, you enrich your own. MAV Youth Mentoring is looking for people just like you to make a difference in a child's life right in your own community. Whether you're an adult with a couple hours a month to spare or a teenager with a few free days, you can make a difference for a child and enrich your own life all at once. Want to make a difference? Check out MAVYouthMentoring.com today. MAV Youth Mentoring, making a difference together. Hometown has been hard at work bringing your internet and cable experience to a whole new level. With new state-of-the-art equipment, you can expect internet speeds unlike ever before. Hometown is bringing uninterrupted bandwidth to every device in your home and business. This means frustration-free internet surfing and TV viewing that gives you the sense you're in the picture, not just watching it. Visit them at Hometown Ohio on Facebook. Hometown, dedicated to their community of customers.
Welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. We got one set in the books. The Indians win the first set 25-16. We were tied at 1-4. The only two ties from there on, the Indians, a 21-12 run. The Bulldogs did build a little momentum at the end, though.
They did, as they ended up with 9 kills and a block and 2 aces. Amelia Lutz with 2 aces and 4 blocks, believe the way for Salina. But Only seven kills before recovering that set, but they also had seven blocks and six aces. That's 20 out of 25 points on those seven kills, blocks, and aces. Allison Follenkamp, five blocks, two kills. Tegan Forkamp with a kill. And Mara Pearson with an ace and a kill.
TV Holstead on the attack, on the block and down. Berkey gets the assist tonight. First point belongs to the Salina Bulldogs. And Gary, according to my numbers, that's their first lead tonight. Salina 1, Fort Recovery 0. That'll bring in Sarah Geisege in to do the serving. Bupp, Pearson, and Forkamp deep. This will be Audra Bupp up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Kenny Mollenkamp sets up Grace Plankton. She'll bump that one across. Sarah Geisege to Peyton Berkey, cross court. Over to Brooklyn Bourne, and that is out of bounds on both ends. Point Fort Recovery, and it's tied up 1-1.
Good hitting error for the Bulldogs. They had four hitting errors in that first set, one service error. The Indians, three hitting errors in the first set and one service error.
Tegan Forkamp serving the air. That's Sarah Geisege diving after it up to Peyton Berkey. Berkey cross court to Brooklyn Bourne, and she found that little X we talked about. That one hit right in the center of the court, right on the white line, and it's 2-1 Bulldogs.
You better start there this second set for the Bulldogs, leading 2-1.
Brooklyn Bourne will now go back to serve, one of eight seniors on Phil Bange's roster, a team that won the Western Buckeye League last year for the 27th time. Buck, Mollenkamp, sets up Mara Pearson, cut one. That'll be dug by Amelia Lutz, takes down by Allison Sweeter, and then Peyton Berkey will slam 1-0. The left-hander from a 10-foot line makes it 3-1.
Yep, just standing flat-footed on that 10-foot line and drills one into the back right corner to a point.
Brooklyn Bourne now back doing the serving again. We just put it on recording. Pearson Bupp in Forkamp deep. And that'll be one hopping all defense out of here. The service error, 1 foot full recovery within a point, 3-2. Substitution, Allison Follenkamp. She'll join the front row of Paige Guggenbill and Mara Pearson. We'll give you that Bulldog lineup or front row here in just a second. But that's a service error. And it's now 4-2 advantage. The line of the Bulldog front row right now, Miley Satt joined by Amelia Lutz and Peyton Berkey. And now it'll be Samantha Jenkins coming in to do the serving. She's in the back row with Brooklyn Bourne and Sarah Geisege for Phil Bange's gang. There's the Jenkins serve. Mara Pearson digs. Kenny Mollenkamp sets up Allison Follenkamp. Blocked for a point.
Peyton Berkey.
Berkey will get the block. Had maybe a little help from Miley Satt, but they're patting Peyton Berkey, and it makes it 5-2.
First service point for Jenkins.
Samantha Jenkins serves it up again. Mara Pearson will dig up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Back set over to Guggenbiller. And nice play there by Paige Guggenbiller. Had to stay off the net in the 5'11 junior. I think might get her first kill tonight.
That's her first kill, but that set was like Kenny Mollenkamp was almost, looked like he was going to hit the guy on the ladder. But she went over there and got it and saved it and got the kill. St. John's goes 3-0 over LCC tonight.
And St. John's a victory. Another victory. Two victories in a row.
Yeah.
Now back on the attack. A Arthur Buck bump over to Mara Pearson. Dug in back row by Allison Friedman. She'll go to Peyton Berkey. Cross court over to Amelia Lutz. Off the block and down. Another kill for Amelia Lutz. And it's 6-3 Bulldogs here in set number two.
The Bulldogs come out a little more pep and energy here this second set. Boy, it seems especially at the net.
Some of that momentum, I think, carried over from the end of the first set, in which they got beat 25-16. Now Wendell backs that Mara Pearson down the line, off Friedman, and out of bounds. Mara Pearson will get that kill. And now Slana leads 6-4. We'll go the rotation. It'll be Mara Pearson going back to serve. Main targets back there will be Brooklyn Bourne, Amelia Lutz, and right between them, the libero, Allison Sweeterman. And served by Pearson. Dug in the back row by Brooklyn Bourne. Now Peyton Berkey. Middle set to Miley Sapp. Dug by Pearson. Up to Faith Wendell. Faith Wendell sets up Tegan Forkamp, trying to bloop one. There's Berkey waiting on it. Now battle at the net. Back on the Salina side. Peyton Berkey, cross court, Amelia Lutz, count it. Amelia Lutz, another big hit. And that makes it now 7-4 advantage Salina.
Nice big swing by Lutz that time. She's playing that power position on the left front. She goes right cross court, almost at the 10-foot line.
Lutz will serve it up again. This will be Alder Buff on the dig. Up to Faith Wendell. Wendell's going to set up Tegan Forkamp. Dug by Sweeterman. Chased down by Berkey and through ball across. Now battle at the net is going to end up on the Salina side. I don't think Allison Forkamp got a hand on it.
So.
Went at the battle. Just enough to cause some distraction.
Right. I think it was a free ball, bad pass, overpass that worked out.
Now Alder Buff will serve. They trail by two, they being the Indians. The left-hander sends it across. That'll be dug by Brooklyn Bourne up to Peyton Berkey. Goes right back to Brooklyn Bourne. Audra Buck digs. And that will be it, though. It'll end up on the turf.
Maybe some miscommunication that time by the or Deacon Forkamp thought Wendell may get to it, did not, and it's now 8-5 Salina.
Brooklyn Bourne, nice swing that time for the Bulldogs.
Now the serve will be Allison Sweeter and 5-3 junior wearing black from top to bottom as a libero tonight. Deacon Forkamp to Dick. Up to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets it right back to Forkamp, dug by Allison Sweeterman. Chased down by Peyton Berkey all the way across and dug by Forkamp and blocked out of bounds by Sage Luthold. So put that point on the Salina side, and the Bulldogs now at 9-5.
Brooklyn Bourne got a free one, a little overpass from the Indians right back to her, and she took care of it with the kill. That's her fourth kill, Brooklyn Bourne.
Allison Sweeterman now doing the serving from the middle back position. Deegan Forkamp to dig up to Faith Wendell. Wendell comes our way over to Grace Clinchern, and that'll be dug in the back row by Lily Sunderout. Faith Berkey cross-court over to Brooklyn Bourne, and down on the Indian side. And now a Salina double up at 10-5. And that will lead to an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with him. We're in set number two. Four recovery won the first set, 25-16. A double up in set two, Salina 10. Four recovery five on 96.7 The Wave.
Who says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all? With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Food. We think about it a lot, sometimes more than we realize. It's a good thing we have farmers, isn't it? At Holman Inc., we really appreciate farmers. Agriculture is one of the world's largest industries. Without farmers, we would go hungry, be homeless, or even worse, we might be naked. Holman Inc. wouldn't be here to serve you without the farmers. From the Holman Inc. family, thank you for your business and your continued trust.
Holman Incorporated on Olding Road in Maria Stein.
Recovery Indians after the Indian timeout makes it 11-5 for the Salina Bulldogs. And serving again will be Allison Sweeterman. The libero will go from left to right on our dial. That'll be Mara Pearson through her hands. Saved down by Audra Buck and then off the wall. That'll be an ace for Allison Sweeterman. Had a little juice on that one.
Yes, she did. That's her four straight point for the Bulldogs while she's been back there this rotation.
That's it, right. They led 7-5 and now it's 12-5. Now Sweeterman will serve it up again from the middle back position. Another juice. There's Pearson. Faith Wendell up the middle. Tegan Forkamp dug by Allison Sweeterman. Up to Peyton Berkey. Quick set. Ava Kanapke off the block and down. Right now the Bulldog offense clicking.
Clicking that serve reset or the back row. That was another big hit by, I think, Tegan Forkamp, but dug by Allison Sweeterman. And just perfect spot to Peyton Berkey.
Now Sweeterman will serve. Forkamp up near the net, and I don't know if Ava Kanapke touched it. It ends up on the Indian side. We do know that. That makes it 14-5, and the Indians will use another timeout. Line of 14, four recovery five, set two on 96.7, The Wave.
When you need surgery, you expect gold standard care and service. The latest and greatest technology, equipment and operating rooms, and skilled and compassionate surgeons, anesthesiologists, and nurses. When you need surgery, only the best will do. At Mercer Health, only the best will do. Whether you need a scope, a joint replacement, your tonsils removed, or cataracts fixed, Mercer Health's gold standard surgical care and service is here for you. For more information about Mercer Health Surgery Center and services, visit mercer-health.com.
Rupert's error after the timeout as that'll hit the top of the net and fall on the Salina side. Good run for Allison Sweeterman there. And now with 20 points in the books, it's Salina 14 for recovery 6. And Kenny Mollenkamp comes in to serve for the purple and white. Mollenkamp's target's back there. Lily Sunderhouse, the main target in the middle of the back row. And it will be Sunderhouse up to Peyton Berkey. Quick set to Brooklyn Bourne. That's dug by Mollenkamp all the way across to Sweeterman. Berkey back set. Evie Holstead count. Dug by Pearson. Mollenkamp sets up Keegan Forkamp. And that's a point for Forkamp. Good rally on both sides. And the Indians come out on top of that one. Makes it 14-7.
Very good dig by Pearson. Placed it perfectly for Kennedy Mollenkamp right in stride. The students gave a perfect set to Forkamp, and that's the way it's done.
Yeah, Mollenkamp, a 6-foot sophomore. That's a tall setter, that's for sure. From the right back position, Mollenkamp will serve. Dug by Brooklyn Bourne. Up to Peyton Berkey. Berkey backs that Evie Holstead off the net. Dug by Mollenkamp. Now Audra Bump. Bump set. That'll be Tegan Forkamp, and hits it into the net. Tried to bloop one across the double block, unsuccessfully, and it's 15-7 Bulldogs.
Good idea. She had him set up, just didn't quite get it over the net.
Now Sarah Guy will be back into the Bulldog lineup. Forkamp, Buck, and Pearson from right to left on their back line. That's Audra Buck up to Kenny Mohenkamp. She'll back set Tegan Forkamp off the block and down. Mohenkamp with the assist. And Forkamp with the kill, makes it 15-8.
Three kills now for Tegan Forkamp.
And she'll serve from the right back position. Friedman, Geisinger, and Lily Sunderhouse in the back row for the Bulldogs. Serves across. This will be Sarah Geisinger up to Peyton Berkey. Quick set Ava Kanapke off the block. Dug out time by Guggenbiller. Mohenkamp back set Grace Clinton. Friedman, now Berkey. Sets up Brooklyn Bourne off the block. It's now on the Indian side again. And free ball to Ava Kanapke. The Bulldogs, let's catch up now. Kenny Mohenkamp sets up Mara Pearson, and point for Pearson in the Indian. The Bulldogs wanted a line violation, and Pearson certainly went a long way there, and it's 15-9.
There was definitely a foot across the line, but maybe didn't get all the way across. Pearson with her third kill.
Tegan Forkamp serves. Sarah Geisinger gets the dig up to Peyton Berkey. Berkey will set up Brooklyn Bourne from the 10-foot line. That went off the block and down. It'll be a Brooklyn Bourne kill, a line of point, and the Bulldogs now ahead 16-9 here in the second set of the evening.
Five kills for Brooklyn Bourne here in this second set. She averages about 2.5 kills per set.
Brooklyn Bourne will go back to do the serving right now. She's joined in her back row by Allison Sweeterman and Sarah Geisinger. Front row, Berkey, Kanapke, and Amelia Lutz. That'll be dug here by Tegan Forkamp. Kenny Mohenkamp sets up Grace Clinton from the 10-foot line. Geisinger digs to Peyton Berkey. She'll set up Amelia Lutz off the block and down. That's a block that time by Grace Clinton. So Clinton got the block here, and that'll make the score down 16-10.
That's her first block. That's her second block. Go along with three kills.
5'8 senior Clinton will go back to serve now. Geisinger up to Peyton Berkey. Bumps it over to Amelia Lutz. Took some off. Dug that time by Clincher. Now Ava Kanapke will put it down. Clincher dove after it. Set it right on top of the net. And Ava Kanapke puts it down at 17-10.
Yeah, nice dig, but it just goes down as an overpass and a Kanapke kill.
And now coming into the game will be Samantha Jenkins to serve. Miley Sapp will join the front row of Peyton Berkey and Amelia Lutz. The Jenkins serve, dug by Mara Pearson. Up to Kenny Mohenkamp. Try to sneak one across. Now it's back on the Indian side. And Tegan Forkamp will try to bloop one. And now Peyton Berkey with the left hand, no bloop on that one. Berkey on the second hit, slams it home. A rare setter. I mean, most setters don't average 1.5 kills per set, but she does.
No, but her back was toward us, but I bet her eyes lit up when that second, that first hit come right to her. Nice set.
18-10, Jenkins serves for the Bulldogs. Tegan Forkamp up in the rafters to Mara Pearson. Over to Guggenbiller. She'll free ball that one to Jenkins. Now Peyton Berkey, quick set to Miley Sapp, and that one is down. Miley Sapp the kill. And Salina now a 19-10 lead here in set number two.
Timing was a little bit off on that quick set that time, but Miley Sapp was able to hang in the air long enough to make it work out.
Now the serve again by Jacob Forkamp. Kenny Mohenkamp sets up Mara Pearson. That'll be dug back low by Brooklyn Bourne. To Peyton Berkey, cross court, Amelia Lutz right down the line. Amelia Lutz, big time swing. And a late double up, slightly leading 20-10.
I'd like to have the radar gun on that one. That was a shot right down the line. No chance for the Indians.
Same score we had back in the first set, except it was opposite teams at 20-10. And now Kenny Mohenkamp sets up Mara Pearson. That's blocked for a point. Peyton Berkey gets the block. Had a little help from Miley Sapp, but Berkey will get it on our sheet. And it's 21-10.
The second block of this contest. Nice little run here by Samantha Jenkins. I think it's five straight serves.
Middle back position again for Jenkins. Audra Buck. Kenny Mohenkamp. That's a back set battle at the net. And eventually on the Salina side, Paige Guggenbiller did a nice job. Went up there and battled. And picked up a point for the Indians.
It's just a little bit too tall, I think, for that. Maybe it was Amelia Lutz over there, and she's got a little bit extra on it and got the kill for the Indians.
Now Faith Wendell back in the Indian lineup. She'll serve it across from right to left on the down. Right at Geisinger. Now Peyton Berkey sets up Amelia Lutz, dug by Audra Butt. Up to Faith Wendell. Quick set goes to Allison Forenkamp, dug by Sarah Geisinger. Peyton Berkey to Amelia Lutz, never made it across. Back-to-back Indian points to score now 21-12.
Three hitting errors for the Bulldogs here in set number two.
And now Faith Wendell will go back to serve it up again from the right back position. Dug by Sarah Geisey again to Peyton Berkey. Quick set, Miley Sapp counter. Good timing that time between Berkey and Sapp, and it's 22-12.
She's wanted to play a few times. That's about as good a hit as I've seen Miley Sapp make all year. That was a shot.
Great timing that time. Now Edie Olstead back into the Bulldog lineup as Peyton Berkey rotates back to serve. Alder Buff on the dig. Faith Wendell, back row attack, Tegan Forkamp. Dug in the back row by Brooklyn Bourne to Peyton Berkey, and she gets into the nylon. So Berkey into the net. That'll make the score now 22-13. Advantage belongs to the Bulldogs, and the Indians get the serve back, and Mara Pearson will head back to the service area.
It was a tough pass up to Berkey that time. She just couldn't quite stop her momentum going forward and got into the net.
There's the Pearson serve. Brooklyn Bourne right up to Berkey. Sets up Miley Sapp. Pearson digs. Now Faith Wendell to Tegan Forkamp from the 10-foot line. Brooklyn Bourne, Peyton Berkey, cross court, Amelia Lutz, and that one hit the candy cane. So that'll be a point for the full recovery Indians. And now the Indians, 22-14.
Couple hitting errors here. Last three possessions for the Bulldogs.
Another serve that time by Pearson. Brooklyn Bourne to Peyton Berkey. This time goes to Miley Sapp. Faith Wendell digs to Audra Buck. Bump set to Mara Pearson for a back row attack. Bourne digs that one to Peyton Berkey. And now free ball by Amelia Lutz. Faith Wendell, Audra Buck, bump set. 10-foot line, Tegan Forkamp. That'll be dug by Allison Sweeterman. Peyton Berkey backs that Edie Olstead. That's dug by Audra Buck. Faith Wendell comes our way over to Tegan Forkamp, and she'll throw that one out of bounds. Slapped it out of bounds, and it's now 23-14 advantage Slinum.
Hey, it almost looks like she threw that a little bit. She tried to position it toward that left back spot and throws it out of bounds.
And now the serve will be Amelia Lutz. That will be out of bounds on the right sideline. That'll make it 23-15. Advantage Salina. Grace Clinton will join Sadie Luthold and Tegan Forkamp in that front row while Audra Buck will go back through the serving. We'll check her target out here. It'll be Allison Sweeterman up in near the Raptors, chased down by Peyton Berkey. Now Miley Sapp from the 10-foot line never made it across. That'll make it 23-16. And we're kind of role reversal from our first set as the Indians maybe try to build some mo for set three.
About three hitting errors and three service errors, and about the last 10 points for the Bulldogs have really gotten full recovery back into this.
Peyton Berkey free balls that one on the second hit. Faith Wendell sets up Tegan Forkamp off the block back to Forkamp. Now Faith Wendell backs it over to Grace Clinchard off the block. Allison Sweeterman, Peyton Berkey bumps it. Evie Olstead deep. That's Pearson. Faith Wendell sets up Tegan Forkamp off the net and down. Tegan Forkamp the kill. And now the Bulldogs' advantage at 23-17.
No error by that time by the Bulldogs. Just a good play by the Indians to get Tegan Forkamp her fourth kill of the night.
And that is now a 4-0 run for the Fort Recovery Indians. Served by Buck. Allison Sweeterman up to Peyton Berkey. Middle set, Miley Sapp. That'll be dug by Pearson. Up to Faith Wendell. Wendell's going to set up Tegan Forkamp. Dug in the back row that time by Lily Sunderhouse. And eventually they'll set up Brooklyn Bourne. Now back to battle at the net and won by Miley Sapp. Sapp with the wall that time. And now the Bulldogs a point away from tying the matchup.
Nice job by Miley Sapp to follow that overpass across as the Indians were right there to send that one back, but Sapp's there to block it.
And now Allison Sweeterman does a serving at 24-17, excuse me. And now a swing by Grace Blanchard's a good one. Blanchard the kill. Faith Wendell picked up the assist there, and it's now 24-18.
That's her first kill here in set number two, but Clinchard with four kills on the night.
No room for no margin for error right now.
No.
As Kenny Mollenkamp will serve. Her target will be a diving Allison Sweeterman. Peyton Berkey bumps that over to Brooklyn Bourne from about 20 foot deep to Audra Buck. She'll go to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets up Tegan Forkamp. That'll be the only Sunderhouse. Peyton Berkey quick set Ava Kanapke and hit that one from the ground. And I think they're going to call a lift there. Just missed time, miscommunication more than missed timing. It's now 24-19.
That looks like Kanapke was looking for the quick set, and she got a high one.
Kenny Mollenkamp now serves at 24-19. That's the early center rounds. Peyton Berkey. Berkey sets up Brooklyn Bourne. Back on to Berkey, to Sunderhouse. Bourne again will attack, and that will go through it. Mullenkamp and down. And set two belongs to the Slana Bulldogs. Salina 25 for recovery 19. Indy has won the first set 25-16. When we return, we'll play set 3 on 96.7 The Wave.
She thought for sure that going to another local insurance agent was going to cost more money than she was already paying. At Lamb's Insurance Agency, Tom and his staff not only took the time to walk her through the process, but explained the insurance coverage in detail. In this process, she realized her family was not properly covered. When her husband purchased a new motorcycle, Tom even called to make sure he got home okay. Does your agent do that?
Knowing your agent means knowing you have the right insurance coverage. Be like her and visit Lamb's Insurance, an Ohio Mutual provider in Maria Stein today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nets here. The report game between New Bremen and St. Mary's is set 2. Goes the same way as set 1. New Bremen takes set 2, 25-19. They took set 1, 25-15. For New Bremen, it's Olivia Heikamp, a junior, leading the way. She's got 10 kills, 4 kills from Brianna Paul, 3 kills from Megan Reinhart and Melina Schrader. Also, Kiara Steiniger, she has got 5 aces for the Cardinals, leading the way for St. Mary's. It's Kiara Graber, she's got 5 kills, 4 for Bryn Clark, for Holly Houston. Set 1, New Bremen. Set 2, New Bremen, 25-19. My sponsors, Hometown, Winners Meat Service, MAB Youth Monitoring. I'm Rick Kramer for 96.7 The Wave.
It's spicy, it's steamy, it's smoking hot. Winners Meats in Osgood presents Grills Gone Wild.
Woo!
Yeah, this summer all the guys will be hanging out with the hottest grills in the county. So what do you want to see? Pork chops, ribs, beef, sausage, chicken? Winners has it all. Totally raw.
Look at that!
Grills Gone Wild. Coming this summer to a patio near you. Thanks to Winners Meats in Osgood. Everyone loves a winner.
Every time you make a difference in a child's life, you enrich your own. MAV Youth Mentoring is looking for people just like you to make a difference in a child's life right in your own community. Whether you're an adult with a couple hours a month to spare or a teenager with a few free days, you can make a difference for a child and enrich your own life all at once. Want to make a difference? Check out MAVYouthMentoring.com today. MAV Youth Mentoring, making a difference together.
Port side field house for recovery wins the first set 25-16. The Salina Bulldogs, they set 2, winner 25-19. And set 2, just one tie at 1-1. And Salina at one time at 11-point lead, 21-10.
Port recovery with 8 kills and 1 block in that set. They had 4 hitting errors total. Tegan Forkamp with 3 kills to lead the way for the Indians in set number 2. But for the Bulldogs, 16 kills, 3 blocks, 2 aces. Brooklyn Bourne, 6 kills in that set. Allison Swiderman, 6 service points. She had 2 aces. Amelia Lutz got her 7th kill of the night as she had 3 kills in set number 2 to lead the way for the Bulldogs. Samantha Jenkins also back there for 5 service points for the Bulldogs.
Sarah Geisinger will start things here in our third set as she'll serve from the middle back position. She'll set up right at Audra Buck, who goes to Kenny Mohlenkamp. Mohlenkamp sets up Grace Clinton, illegal setting of the alley ball. In set 1, it'll be a 1, or set 3, a 1-0 Salina lead. As Sarah Geisinger will get a chance to serve up again. Set both lineups here in just a second. Geisinger from the middle back position. And that's going to be out of bounds on the right sideline. And our first tie will be a third straight set where we've been tied at 1-1.
Another hitting error by the Bulldogs. They had 7 hitting errors and 3 service errors in that set number 2. Gave full recovery a lot of free ones.
And now Tegan Forkamp does the serving. That'll be Allison Friedman up to Peyton Berkey. Quick set, Ava Kanaki off the block and down. That's what they wanted to do last game. Right at the end, that time it was timed well. And on the Ava Kanaki kill, Salina 2 for recovery 1.
That's her fourth kill of the night, Ava Kanaki.
Brooklyn Bourne now heads back to the service area. It'll be Audra Buck flanked by Tegan Forkamp and Mara Pearson. This will be Buck up to Kenny Mohlenkamp. Mohlenkamp sets up Mara Pearson. Dug that time by Amelia Lutz. It'll be give and go from Peyton Berkey, and Lutz hits it over everybody out of bounds. They want a touch. They're not going to get one, and it's now a 2-2 tie between the Indians and the Bulldogs. Grace Clinton will head back to the service area. Sarah Geisinger, Allison Swiderman, Brooklyn Bourne deep. This will be Swiderman. Peyton Berkey back set to Ava Kanapke. Little wrap around that time done by Kenny Mohlenkamp. Now back row attack, Tegan Forkamp. Brooklyn Bourne, Peyton Berkey. Over to Amelia Lutz. That'll go off of him. Mohlenkamp, there's a net violation against court recovery. And it's now 3-2 advantage Salina.
touch that. I thought Amelia Lutz got that net on her follow through. She's kind of rubbing her shoulder there. She's feeling a little pain the way it looks.
I think getting a star. She's been doing a lot of swinging.
Yeah, she has been.
Samantha Jenkins in to serve. That'll be dug by Pearson. To Allison Follenkamp right back to Pearson. She'll push one deep. Back there's Brooklyn Boards. Now Peyton Berkey. Quick set to Miley Sapp. Kenny Mollenkamp to Audra Bupp. Back row attack. Tegan Follenkamp. That's out of bounds. Get it over everybody. One hop and all defense. And Swinon now an early double up at 4-2 here in set three. Samantha Jenkins will continue to serve from left to right on the down. The senior to Tegan Follenkamp. Up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Picks up Allison Follenkamp, and he got a net violation against the Indians. And then back in the JV game, had some net problems.
Yeah.
And a couple net problems here in set number three.
Well, and Kennedy Mollenkamp had trouble keeping her feet back, and she set the ball over the net to the Bulldogs.
Mollenkamp sets up Mara Pearson. That'll be dug by Brooklyn Bourne to Peyton Berkey. Berkey goes over to Amelia Lutz, and that'll go off Audra Buck into the Raptors. She's down to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and free ball by Pearson. Now Berkey, quick set to Miley Sapp. And now Berkey going to attack with the left hand, and that was inbound. Amelia Lutz gets the assist. Berkey gets the kill, and it's 6-2 Bulldogs.
Kind of a big difference between these, set number two and then this one. And the first one was all those kill blocks that Allison Follenkamp was getting her hands. She hasn't gotten her hands on one since that first set.
And now Audra Bupp up to Kenny Mollenkamp. She'll back set Guggenbiller, and that's blocked for a point. Miley Sapp with the block. That will lead to an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with them. Line of seven. Corey Carrington on 96.7 The Wave.
Anyone who says money can't buy happiness has clearly never spent their money on pizza. For over 60 years, the best pizza around has come from one place, the Salina Wine Store. Whether you're looking for the perfect game day food or a meal that makes the whole family smile, Salina Wine Store is just what you need. Enjoy everybody's favorite pizzas, tacos, burritos, and more. Everybody's always in the mood for pizza from the Salina Wine Store. This week's special is Peta and a drink for $7.29.
After the Indian timeout, Jacobs, one of eight seniors, a very veteran squad for Phil Bange, just in his second year there. They won the Western Bucket League title last year, ran the table 9-0. Here's Tegan Follenkamp up to Kenny Mollenkamp. She'll come our way to Mara Pearson. Cut one. Amelia Lutz on the dig. To Peyton Berkey, she'll go give and go right back to Lutz and down. Berkey the assist, Lutz the kill. And it's a six-point lead for the Bulldogs. 8-2.
Lutz must rub her shoulder. Didn't seem to affect her on that swing as all. That's five straight service points for Jenkins.
Jenkins from the middle back position sends it across again. That'll be Tegan Follenkamp up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Comes over to Mara Pearson. That's off the block. Amelia Lutz. Jenkins. Free ball across by Brooklyn Bourne. Dig that time by Allison Follenkamp to Kenny Mollenkamp. Back set over to Guggenbiller. That'll be dug that time by Jenkins. Now Berkey, and that's an illegal setting of the volley ball. She tried to get that over to Amelia Lutz. Good swing that time by Paige Guggenbiller, and it's 8-3.
Bulldogs, Kraftie, and Schwingerman coming back into the lineup.
Paige Wendell will come back in for the Indians and do the serving right now. Wendell from the right back position. Allison Schwingerman chased down by Peyton Berkey, and now Miley Sapp from the 10-foot line. Buck digs. Paige Wendell, quick set Allison Follenkamp, dug by Allison Schwingerman. Now middle set goes to Miley Sapp, and that's an early setting of the volley ball. Berkey says a little water on that ball. Can we get a new ball in there? And they'll do just that. It's 8-4. Or I think they'll get a new ball or a towel. Normally got a couple balls sitting over here this time of year. And they're still looking for a new volleyball here.
And got a towel.
Okay.
You got a mop.
Actually, they got a little bit of a problem on the court, I think is what they're saying. I thought they had a ball problem, but I think it was her hands, actually. She
yeah, it looked like it, yeah.
I think it was a turf there.
Two hitting errors in a row for Berkey. That's uncommon.
No hitting error that time as Berkey goes to Miley Sapp, and the sophomore slams that one down. And it's a Johnny Bench lead right now for Slaney here in set three at 9-4.
Serve goes right back to the Bulldogs as Jimmy Holstad reports back into the lineup for Salina.
Peyton Berkey will serve from the middle back position. Mara Pearson up to Faith Wendell. Wendell comes our way over to Allison Follenkamp. Block for a point. Miley Sapp, a killing. Now a block. And it's a Moore-shrugging 10-4 Salina lead.
Tried to go to the middle with that hit that time, and Miley Sapp was all over it. Service point for Peyton Berkey. She's got four of those on the night.
Berkey now from the right back position. Going to call it that.
That'll go off of Pearson and out of bounds. Her and Audra Buck both going after it. And on the ace, it's now 11-4 Salina. Bulldogs won the second set 25-19 after losing that first set 25-16.
13 aces on the season now for Peyton Berkey.
Berkey serves this one. That's Pearson. Faith Wendell right back to Mara Pearson. Dug by Peyton Berkey. And Sapp tried to sneak one across and hit it into the net. Tried to sneak that second hit across, did not work, and it's now 11-5.
Yes, Peyton Berkey had to handle the dig that time. She's a normal setter, and Miley Sapp did not look comfortable handling that first pass.
There's a Mara Pearson dig. That's up to Allison Sweeneman, or serve, I should say. Now Evie Holstead gets a good swing. Holstead, I get amazed. Listed at 5-4. But plays above the net, and it's now 12-5.
That was a hit equal to any of the big girls right there, the taller girls.
12-5 right now, advantage Salina. And Amelia Letzel head back to the service here, 5-9 senior. Buck flanked by Pearson and Tegan Forkamp back here. This will be Mara Pearson up to Faith Wendell. Wendell's going to set up Tegan Forkamp. Allison Sweetman will dig. To Peyton Berkey, quick set Miley Sapp. Kenny Mollenkamp got to it, chased down by Mara Pearson, and now Tegan Forkamp pushes it out of bounds. Idea was good, execution not quite as good. It's now 13-5 Bulldogs.
That was awfully close to the net, and Forkamp wanted to take a big swing, just couldn't get it down.
Now Amelia lets from the left back position. Dug by Mara Pearson, chased down by Allison Follenkamp, and that one is into the stands. 14-5, timeout. Indians will take a break with them. We're in set three, Salina 14, Fort Recovery 5 on 96.7 The Wave.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup to operation and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at grandlakehealth.com.
Faith Wendell to Tegan Forkamp kill, and it's now 14-6 here in set three. Match tied at 1-1. Audra Bupp will head back to the service area. Allison Sweeter and Brooklyn Bourne and Lily Sunderhouse deep. This will be Sunderhouse up to Peyton Berkey. Berkey back set. Miley Sapp, and that's a good back set to Miley Sapp. And that'll make it 15-6.
That was perfect, actually. Nice back. No look. Little quick set to Sapp, and she deposited that right down on the forward recovery side.
Great timing here, and now it'll be Allison Sweetman to go back to the serving. 5-3 junior playing libero tonight. Forkamp, Pearson, and Buck from left to right into that back row. That'll be Tegan Forkamp up to Faith Wendell. Sets right back to Forkamp. Off the block, dug by Sweetman to Peyton Berkey. Quick set to Ava. Tried to get to Ava Knapke. And Berkey and Kanapke have been off just a little bit tonight on a couple different occasions.
That's 5 hitting errors. Set number 3 for the Bulldogs.
5 hitting errors out of 7 points.
Yes.
The Indians don't have any attacks right now.
They've got one. Tegan Forkamp kill.
That would make sense. 15-7. Serve goes to Allison Sweetman up to Peyton Berkey. Somehow stayed out of the net. Brooklyn Bourne dug that time by Buck. Mollenkamp now sets up Tegan Forkamp and blocked by Ava Kanapke. So Kanapke gets the block, and that'll make it 16-7. Advantage Salina here in our third set of the evening.
The second block of the night. He's got 4 kills.
Fort Recovery won the JV match 25-16, 23-25, and 25-19. And now, I think you're going to need a towel here. A little bit of perspiration. Boy, we've seen a lot of that this year, Gary. I mean, I think about every match I've done this year, we've had to wipe up perspiration. A little bit cooler out today. It wasn't quite as humid. Maybe it was more humid than we think, though.
Evidently, but the girls are working hard out there.
Absolutely. All right, there's a dig by Forkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets up Grace Clincher and dug by Allison Sweetman to Ava Kanapke, and that's blocked eventually that time by Paige Guggenbiller. So Guggenbiller gets the block. That'll cut the Indian deficit to 16-8 here in the middle of the third set. And Tegan Forkamp will continue to do the serving.
Good job at Guggenbiller. Recognize that overpass was coming.
It's a good serve dug by Allison Truderman to Peyton Berkey. Berkey's going to set up Brooklyn Bourne. That's off the double block, and they're going to stay down. I think that's down, and they do blow it down. That'll make it now 17-8 advantage Salina. And it'll be Brooklyn Bourne continuing to serve again, or Brooklyn Bourne will now rotate back to serve. Got Amelia Lutz, Peyton Berkey, and Ava Knack in that front row. Allison Truderman, Sarah Geisege, and the server, Brooklyn Bourne in the back row. Bump, Forkamp, and Pearson deep. This will be Tegan Forkamp. And no way Mollenkamp's going to chase that one down. Kennedy Mollenkamp just about went into the stands to get that one. It's now 18-8.
Serve not handled that time by Brooklyn Bourne, but Salina just mainly attacking all outside after that first set when Allison Volkamp had all them blocks. They haven't tested her early at all here in the sets 2 and 3.
There's a Bourne serve. That'll go through. Oh, they're bumping out of bounds. That's an 8. And all Salina here in set number 3. It's 19-8. We've had three sets very similar, Gary. The first set, four recovery, got ahead. They led 22-10. The second set, Salina led 21-10 here. And the third set, Salina leads 19-8.
It's all Salina right here in this third set, number 3.
There's a Brooklyn-born serve off the net, and that's a cheater. And that will hit the top of the net, find pay dirt without anybody touching it. And it's now 20-8 in favor of the visitors from Salina.
Three straight serves now for Brooklyn Bourne that could not be returned by the Indians.
Bourne from the right back position. Audra Butt, Tegan Forkamp, and Mara Pearson deep. This will be Forkamp up to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she went over the line to chase that one down. Not a whole lot the sophomore could do about that, and it's now 21-8.
She's got to get them feet down together as she jumped up and she came down 1 foot at a time. One was way across the line.
Brooklyn Bourne serves it up again, and that will be out of bounds down the right sideline. Point Indian, and it's 21-9.
Good run by Brooklyn Bourne there at the service line. 4 points for the Bulldogs.
Now Grace Clinton will come in to do the serving. Sarah Geisege, Allison Sweetman, and Brooklyn Bourne deep. This is Bourne up to Peyton Berkey. Back set to Ava Kanapke. Pushes it deep and too deep. That's out of bounds. It was wide open, but had about a foot and a half too much juice on it.
Yep, just kind of stood flat-footed, seen that back right or back left corner wide open, went for it, just missed.
That'll make it 21-10. As Grace Clinton serves up again, that'll be Brooklyn Bourne on the dig to Peyton Berkey all the way across court to Amelia Lutz off the block. Nice dig by Forkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson, and she'll hit that one out of bounds. One hop into the student section. Point Salina, and it's 22-10.
Good idea by Pearson, just a little bit too much on it. She tried to go cross court. It was a tough set for a back row attack.
Samantha Jenkins now back in the serve. She's been a very effective server here in set number 3. There's Tegan Forkamp dig to Audra Buck. Now Forkamp from about 20 foot. That'll be dug by Jenkins. And then a tough break into the straight off the Raptors and almost straight down Peyton Burke. He could not put that one in play.
Is that Tegan Forkamp on that back row attack?
Absolutely was, yes. From a long way. Got a lot of juice on that one. From about 20 foot deep. Now Faith Wendell back in the volleyball game to serve. 22-11 Salina. Brooklyn Bourne up to Peyton Berkey. She'll set up Amelia Lutz right down the line and over everybody. Not going to get a touch. And out of bounds, that makes it 22-12.
Seven hitting errors. Two service errors for the Bulldogs.
Wendell,
number 3.
Wendell serves again. Allison Swinman. Peyton Berkey sets up Amelia Lutz. No hitting error there. As Lutz will find the left front to her liking, it right behind the 10-foot line. Took a lot of juice off of it, and it's 23-12.
Let up on a little bit. Instead of going down the line, went cross court and got it to fall.
Now the serve will be Peyton Berkey from the middle back position. The left-hander hits it off the net. Buck. Wendell sets up Allison Follenkamp. Dug by Peyton Berkey to Allison Swinman. She'll bump set over to Amelia Lutz. That's blocked for a point. There's Allison Follenkamp with a block, and that makes it 23-13.
After 5 blocks in set number 1, that is block number 6 for Follenkamp for a point.
And now Mara Pearson to the right back position is sending from right to left on the down. That'll be dug by Allison Swedeman. Chased down by Peyton Berkey. Her bump set over to Evie Holstead, and she'll free ball one real deep to Mara Pearson. Now Faith Wendell. Quick set Allison Follenkamp. Brooklyn Bourne to Peyton Berkey. Sets up Amelia Lutz. Dug by Pearson to Faith Wendell. Comes our way over to Tegan Forkamp, and there's a good swing by Forkamp. And that makes the score now 23-14 advantage Salina.
7 kills on the night for Tegan Forkamp. She averages about 2.2%.
We had 2 rally balls there for a while. I knew we had another one somewhere. And now it'll be Mara Pearson serving. Her Indians trail by 9, 23-14. It'll be dug at time by Lutz. And now the middle set goes from Berkey to Miley Seth. Quick set. Nobody got up. And now the Bulldogs are 1 point away from having a 2-1 lead tonight.
Against Follenkamp in that middle row, that's what they've been doing. It's either a quick set to the middle or definitely going outside.
24-14 right now. Served from the left back position by Amelia Lutz. Mara Pearson. Faith Wendell sets up Tegan Forkamp. That's a good swing by Forkamp again. Tegan Forkamp's had some good swings. That makes it 24-15. But now no margin of error for Audra Bupp and the Indians.
Four kills here in this set for Tegan Forkamp.
Audra Bupp from the middle back position. Allison Sweetman flanked by Lily Sunderhouse and Brooklyn Bourne back here. This will be Sunderhouse. Chased down by Berkey and going to run into the scorer. Stable before she can put that one in play. And it's 24-16.
Audra Bupp gets an ace.
Now Audra Bupp will serve again from the middle back position. Waiting on the whistle, and that will go into the net, and set number three will belong to the Salina Bulldogs, 25-16. Bulldogs also won the second set, 25-19. The Indians, a set one winner, 25-16. We'll take a break. We'll head out to New Bremen, and we'll return. We'll play set four. Salina head 2-1 on 96.7 The Wave.
Summer has arrived at your locally owned Monfort Voorhees McDonald. Try the brand new frozen drinks to start your summer off right with delicious flavors like Frozen Coke, Frozen Wild Cherry, and Frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry. Medium size is just $1.69. Save and chill all summer long at your locally owned Monfort Voorhees McDonald's.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the Nest as we have a final here in the report game. The New Bremen Cardinals are going to go to 7-0 with a three-set win over St. Mary's, who will drop to 5-4. Those varsity sets were 25-15, 25-19, 25-16. For the New Bremen Cardinals, it was from top to bottom. Melina Schrader, she had five kills, two aces. Amelia Danmeyer, she had two aces. It was Olivia Heitkamp leading the way with 15 kills, 4 blocks, 2 aces. Kara Steiniger, she had 6 aces. Rihanna Paul, she had 6 kills, 3 aces. Megan Reinhardt with 4 kills and a block. Ava Trentman with 3 kills. And Mary Rindler with 4 kills. Again, leading the way, Olivia Heitkamp had a little bit of everything. She had 15 kills, 4 blocks, and 2 aces. And she is a junior. With St. Mary's Rough Riders, coached by Kaylee Yoder. Lily Rammel, she had an ace. It was Gracelyn Johns, she had one ace. Holly Houston, three kills, a block, and an ace. It was Natalie Liming, she had two kills with a block. Sierra Graber, she had 7 kills leading the way with 1 block, 1 ace. And Bryn Clark with 4 kills leading the way for St. Mary's. Sierra Graber, a junior, she had 7 kills, 1 block, 1 ace. It was a hat trick here tonight for New Bremen as they played freshman, JV, and varsity. The freshman went to New Bremen 25-19, 25-23. The JV went to New Bremen 27-25, 25-16. In the varsity contest, 25-15, 25-19, 25-16, all Cardinals. Up next for New Bremen, they play Thursday night at St. John's in MAC conference play, while the St. Mary Riders, they play Thursday at OG. They take on Ottawa Glendorf in Western Buckeye League action. Again, St. Mary's now 5-4, New Bremen 7-0. I'd like to thank my report game sponsors. It is Hometown Winners Meat Service and MAV Youth Monitoring. I'm Rick Kramer reporting for 96.7 FM, The Wave.
Hometown has been hard at work bringing your internet and cable experience to a whole new level. With new state-of-the-art equipment, you can expect internet speeds unlike ever before. Hometown is bringing uninterrupted bandwidth to every device in your home and business. This means frustration-free internet surfing and TV viewing that gives you the sense you're in the picture, not just watching it. Visit them at Hometown Ohio on Facebook. Hometown, dedicated to their community of customers.
It's spicy, it's steamy, it's smoking hot. Winners Meats and Osgood presents Grills Gone Wild. Woo! Yeah, this summer all the guys will be hanging out with the hottest grills in the county. So what do you want to see? Pork chops, ribs, beef, sausage, chicken? Winners has it all. Totally raw.
Look at that!
Grills Gone Wild. Coming this summer to a patio near you. Thanks to Winners Meats and Osgood. Everyone loves a winner.
Welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. We'll get you caught up there in just a minute. Peyton Murphy sets up Ava Konapke, and that's a kill for Konapke. And that'll make it 5-0 Salina here in set number four. A Brooklyn-born kill made it 1-0. Ava Konapke blocked 2-0. Another Brooklyn-born kill made it 3-0. And a hitting error by the Fort Recovery Indians, 4-0. And then that Konapke kill, 5-0 right now. With Sarah Geisinge at the service area, and that will be into the net. I think Phil Bange can move with that.
Yep, sir, first service here. Here it is. Fourth set. 10 kills for the Bulldogs in set number three. 3 blocks, 5 aces, 4 recoveries. Just 4 kills, 2 blocks, and an ace.
Egan Forkamp serves. And that will be inbounds. I'll say that one hit the jaw. That'll make it now 5-2. The advantage belongs to Slime, but back-to-back Indian points. Slime ahead. 2-1, winners of sets 2 and 3, 25-19 and 25-16. Indians won that first set, 25-16. There's a Tegan Forkamp serve into the net, and it's a 6-2 Salina advantage. We'll set the lineup. Amelia Lett's going to come into the game. She'll join Ava Konapke and Peyton Burke in the front row. Allison Sherman, Sarah Geisley, and Brooklyn Bourne, the server in the back row. Well, you've got Audra Bupp, Mara Pearson, and Tegan Forkamp in the back row for the Indians. Kenny Bowenkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, and Grace in the front row. There's a battle at the net, and eventually back to the Indian side. Forkamp digs, and now Pearson will attack, and that'll be dug by Brooklyn Bourne. Peyton Murphy, cross court, a million left, in and out of bounds. That went over everybody, and it's now 6-3 advantage Salina.
Second hitting error for the Bulldogs. In set number four.
Now Grace Clinton will go back to the serving. Geisinge, Sweeterman, and Bourne deep. This will be Sarah Geisinge up to Peyton Murphy. She'll set up Amelia Lutz. That's off the block and eventually down on the Indian side. And Ava Konapke kind of snuck in there from nowhere. Makes it 7-3.
Two kills and a block here in this early here in set number four for Ava Konapke. She's got 6 kills on the night.
That was a good rotation for the junior. And now the serve by Samantha Jenkins. Mara Pearson up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Right back to Pearson. A little give and go off the block and down. Mara Pearson went through the double block that time. And she'll cut the Indian deficit to 7-4 here in set number four.
A good swing by Pearson. As you said, she just got pounded right through the blocks.
Allison Sweeman back into the volleyball game. She'll join Brooklyn Bourne and Sarah Geisinge in that back row. The serve will be Faith Wendell. This will be Allison Sweeman up to Peyton Berkey. Quick set, Miley Sepp. That one hits the man. It was a touch there, no doubt about that. Now I think about 3 people called that touch, and it's now 8-4.
Just swung that Peyton Berkey.
That was Miley Sapp.
Miley Sapp
hit one off the high hands that time. That'll make it 8-4 Salina. Now Peyton Berkey will go back to do the serving. The left-hander has it dug by Audra Buck, chased down by Mara Pearson, and now going to have to be free ball by Allison Thornkamp, and free ball right out of bounds. That'll make it now 9-4, a Johnny Bench lead here for the Salina Bulldogs in set number four.
A couple errors for the Indians. Putting a lot of pressure as the Indians running all over the floor trying to retrieve that one.
Audra Buff again up to Faith Wendell. She'll set up Allison Pohlenkamp right up the middle of the court and slam that one home. Allison Pohlenkamp, one of 4 seniors on Coach Guggenbiller's roster, will cut the deficit to 9-5.
3 kills on the night for Allison Pohlenkamp to go along with 6 blocks, but just 1 block since that first set where she had 5.
Now Mara Pearson back to serve from the middle back position, right at Allison, Freeman to Peyton Berkey. Berkey back set to Amelia Lutz and blocked by Kenny Mollenkamp. So Mollenkamp, a nice job getting up there to block that one. And she's playing all the way around now as they run out of some eligibility problems. I'll explain that in just a second here. There's a dig by Allison Sweeterman. Peyton Berkey, quick set to Miley Sapping. That's been on tonight. Berkey to Sapp, that'll make it 10-6. But Sage Werthold was playing in the Bowen Camp position back in the first two sets, but she played all three JV games as well, and you're only allowed five sets an evening.
Right, Miley Sapp, I'm kind of looking back. I think she's with that eighth kill ties, her season high.
I know. Wendell will set up Tegan Forkamp, done by Allison Friedman. Peyton Berkey, cross-court over at Brooklyn Bourne. That'll go through Mollenkamp, chased down by Mara Pearson. Now Kenny Mollenkamp will free-ball that one. Amelia lets the dig. Peyton Berkey backs that Evie Holstead, and count that one. Evie Holstead, good swing that time by the senior. And a gimps line up by Johnny Bench, 11-6.
You will see her on that left front side, that side in the rotation. She ended up on the right side, and she really pounded that one cross-court.
And now Amelia Letts will serve from the left back position. Sends things across, and that'll be Mara Pearson up to Faith Wendell. Sets up Candy Mollenkamp, and that'll be dug by Allison Sweetman. Chased down by Brooklyn Borner. Wow. Two ball by Sweetman. Nice play by the Bulldogs. Now Faith Wendell over to Candy Mollenkamp. Off the net. Dug that time by Brooklyn Borner. Back set from Berkey to Evie Holstead. Off the window and out of bounds. Brooklyn Borner just about ended up in the bleachers to put that one in play. That makes it 12-6. Timeout Indian. Bulldogs up by 6. On 96.7, the Wave.
Sometimes I like to get hammered, but only because I'm bored. I mean, I am a bored. Yep, I'm a 2x4. Of course, size doesn't matter, and if it did, Shockman's Lumber has any size you need. Some of my lumbering buddies here at Shockman have been used in an awful lot of homes, buildings, and barns in our area. I was just purchased to be a part of a new treehouse. I can't wait to get nailed. Shockman's Lumber, we're a part of just about everything you see. 342 West Columbus Street, St. Henry, and online at shockmanlumber.com.
As free Americans, we owe our veterans a debt of gratitude. When you see an American veteran, stop, shake their hand, and thank them for all they have sacrificed. Stop in Salina VFW 5713 and enjoy an affordable, delicious daily lunch special or a great evening meal while visiting with family and friends. All meals are open to the public at Salina VFW. Don't forget Sunday brunch on the first Sunday of every month. Don't miss the Bulldogs football and the Lady Bulldogs volleyball games this season.
Here after the timeout by the Bulldogs makes it 12-7. And now Alderup will go back to serve for the Indians. 5-point advantage to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs lead the match 2-1. Served by Alderup. That'll be Lily Sunderhouse. Peyton Berkey backs at Evie Holstead off the block to Wendell. Mollenkamp, and then free ball by Alderup. Dug by Allison Truman. She'll go to Peyton Berkey. Berkey's going to set up Brooklyn Bourne. I don't think that ever made it across. Back-to-back Indian points after the timeout makes it now 12-8. Dogs of Buck will go back to serve it up again. So Indians within four would love to play five tonight as they trail a match 2-1. There's a left-hander serve. Dug by Allison Sweden. Peyton Berkey quick set Miley Sapp, and that one's inbounds. Miley Sapp. And that's been in target there between Berkey and Sapp. That quick one, front and back, and it's 13-8.
I'm not sure what kind of stats they keep on it, but Allison Swiderman digs tonight. She's just been all over the floor, and that seems like everyone goes right to Peyton Berkey there again. That set that all up as Molly Sapp gets credit for the kill, but another good pass by Swiderman.
Now Faith Wendell's going to set up Grace Clinchin, Rolly Sunderhouse, Peyton Berkey over to Brooklyn Bourne, and block for a point. Tegan Forkamp with a one-on-one wall that time, and the Indians within four at 13-9. Yeah, Allison Sweetman coming in had 119 serve receptions. But,
right.
And that's just serve receptions. That's not the digs that you were talking about.
And the digs have just been perfect. Yes, he's got somewhere 104 digs on the season.
Right now, it'll be Kenny Mollenkamp back to serve, the 6-foot sophomore from the right back position. Dug by Sweeterman. Up to Peyton Berkey. Back set to Edie Holstead. Hit it over everybody and out of bounds. And now all of a sudden, the Indians within three at 13-10.
Two hitting errors here by the Bulldogs. It kind of lets the Indians get a little momentum back. Kennedy Mollenkamp back there serving yet.
Sophomore from the right back position. That'll be Allison Sweetman. Chased down that time by Peyton Berkey. And then Lily Sunderhouse and Allison Sweetman going to bang into each other behind the out-of-bounds line. It probably wasn't going to go across anyway. And now the Indians within two at 13-11. After trailing by six at one time, 12-6. There's Sweetman. Back set. Evie Holstead, that's off the block, and going to go out of bounds as Mara Pearson went diving after. They picks one up and bounces over the scorer's table. And now a 3-point advantage to the Bulldogs, 14-11. And rotating back in will be Sarah Geisinge. She'll do the serving. Audra Buck to her right, Tegan Forkamp to her left, Mara Pearson, Kenny Mollenkamp, Grace Klinscher, and Paige Guggenmiller on the court for the Indians. The Geisinge serve, dug by Forkamp, up to Kenny Mollenkamp, give and go to Tegan Forkamp, right down the line. Forkamp the kill. I think Indians with an appearance, 14-12.
Nine kills for Tegan Forkamp on the night.
Now Forkamp will serve from the middle back position. Sarah Geisinge, Allison Sweetman, and Lily Sunderhouse behind the 10-foot line. Ava Kanapke, Brooklyn Board, and Peyton Brookie in front of that line. The Forkamp serve at 14-12. Allison Sweetman. Battle at the net. Won that time by Mara Pearson as the preset got on top of net. And now all of a sudden, the Indians within 1-14-13. Timeout Bulldogs! Line of 14, for recovery 13 on 96.7. Away.
Nestled in a quaint corner of Northwest Ohio, Farmer Vaughn Davis is not only growing varieties of corn and sunflowers, making gourmet popcorn and sunflower seeds, he is also growing and expanding to products like a variety of flavored sunflower oils, seeds, and distilling grains. Interested in trying some of the schoolhouse products? Shop local artisan like Flock Mercantile in Salina and Something from the Garden in Van Wert and pick up some schoolhouse farm goods. For more information, visit Schoolhouse Farms 1862 on Facebook.
Schoolhouse Farms on board tonight. Slat of BFW, Shockman Lumber Company, Cooper Farms, McDonald's, Joint Township Hospital, Grand Lake Health System, Wall-based Internet, TV, and Phone, Holman Incorporated, Mercer Health, Lands Insurance Agency, Slot Wine Store, and Cal Pharmacy, along with Mercer County Right to Life. Also, like to thank our report game sponsors, Hometown, Winners Meat Service, and MAB Youth Monitoring. As I was speaking at the Serve Circuit for Recovery, let's find a backup by a pair, 15-13.
Second service there, here, set number four. That's five on the night for the Indians.
And now the serve will be from the right back position, Brooklyn Bourne. Her target, Audra Buck. Up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Comes our way to Mara Pearson. Pearson never made it across on that one. Trying to go through the block of Kanapke and Berkey. Never made it across. Back-to-back Salina points after the timeout. And they're up by three, 16-13. As Brooklyn Bourne will serve it up again. Same normal targets back there. Audra Buck. Up to Kenny Mollenkamp. That's an illegal setting of the volleyball. She had to chase that one down. Tried to get it to Mara Pearson. And it's now 17-13.
Couple straight points from Brooklyn Bourne. Another hitting error for the Indians.
Bourne will serve from the right back position, the old traditional service area. And it'll be dug by Tegan Forkamp up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Back set over to Grace Klinscher, over everybody and out of bounds. Did not get on top of that one. And all of a sudden, a Johnny Bench lead for Salina, 18-13. Timeout Indians will take it with them. It is set for Salina 18. For recovery 13 on 96.7. The way.
Who says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all? With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Side field out to Salina 18 for recovery 13. Salina leads the match 2-1. For recovery won the first set 25-16. Salina was sets 2 and 3, 25-19 and 25-16. After the timeout, Brooklyn Bourne will go back to do the serving. Dug by Audra Buck up to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets up Mara Pearson right down the line. Nice dig by Brooklyn Bourne to Allison Sweetman. Now free ball that time by Lutz. Now back set goes to Grace Klinscher. Off the net and down. Tie and roll that time for Grace Klinscher. And the senior will cut the Indian deficit to 18-14.
Timeout works once again, even though Brooklyn Bourne had another good serve, but full recovery gets the kill that time.
Now Grace Klinscher will go back to do the serving. Dug in the back row, Sarah Geisinge. Peyton Berkey sets up Amelia Lutz. That's blocked out of bounds. Point to Salina. And the Bulldogs a point away from that magic number 20 with a 19-14 lead.
11 kills on the night for Amelia Lutz.
Nelson
14 in that last win over Shawnee.
Samantha Jenkins now from the middle back position. Little booper off the net, dug by Pearson all the way at top. And that'll now be on the Indian side and free ball by Audra Buck. Let's catch up here. Here's Amelia Lutz. Peyton Berkey back set to Miley Sapp and count that one. Little wrap around that time to Miley Sapp. I think that's the first time we've seen that tonight. And that makes the score now
20-14.
We've seen that little move against Marion Local the other night where it looked like Peyton Berg is going to take it across on the second hit and just fool everybody and did the back set.
There's Mullenkamp. Sets up Allison Mullenkamp. And now the Indians on the third hit will free ball it deep. Out of bounds, actually. Paige Guggenbill had to try to adjust that one while she's out of bounds. That now makes the score 21-14. And the Indians, no timeouts left.
No timeouts left. Miley Sapp, I got her for 10 kills. That's her season high. It's probably career high.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Here's Candy Mullenkamp. Sets up Mara Pearson. Good swing dug by Brooklyn Bourne to Peyton Berkey all the way across court to Amelia Lutz. What for a point? I think Paige Guggenbiller got that the way they were congratulating. Allison Mullenkamp was there. But Guggenbiller will get that on our stat sheet. Makes it 21-15. And now back into the game. The serve will be Faith Wendell. Check her target out. It'll be Allison Sweetman, the libero. Up to Peyton Berkey. Quick set, Miley Sapp. And that is on to the Bulldog side. I don't think it ever made it across.
I don't think so.
21-16.
Five hitting errors for the Bulldogs here in set number four. The Indians have six.
Faith Wendell serves it up again. Dug by Allison Sweetman. Up to Peyton Berkey. Sets up Amelia Lux with the left hand. Nobody home. Great athletic move that time by Amelia Lutz. She doesn't use the left hand. That's going right into the candy cane.
Yep, she had to go with the left hand to save it from hitting the antenna over there. Paige Berkey back to serve for the Bulldogs.
Berkey from the middle back position. Mara Pearson unable to play that one. That'll be an ace. And all of a sudden, the Bulldogs real close to picking up their sixth win of the season. They're 5-3 coming in. Core recovery 3-4 coming into the night. Berkey serves it up again. It'll be Pearson, Audra Buck, bump set. Tegan Forkamp pushes that one way out of bounds. Needed to take a little bit off, and now it's 24-16. Game, set, and match point with Peyton Berkey at the trigger. Berkey from the middle back position. It'll be Audra Buck. Up to Faith Wendell, bump set to Kenny Mullenkamp. She'll free ball one deep. There's Brooklyn Bourne waiting on it. To Peyton Berkey, and she'll boot one across. Nice play by Audra Buck. To Allison Mullenkamp, and now Bump goes deep. Allison Sweeterman, Peyton Berkey, Amelia Lutz, and inbounds, and that'll be it. Set number four belongs to Slina, 25-16, and the Bulldogs going to win in four tonight, 16-25, 25-19, 25-16, and 25-16. Bulldogs go to 6-3 on the campaign. They'll host Kenton at the Slina Intermediate School on Thursday. And then host Minster Saturday morning right here on your sports leader. While Fort Recovery falls to 3-5, they go to Dark County on Thursday to take on the Versailles Tigers. We'll take our last break and give you the final numbers on 96.7 The Wave.
Home and Inc., thanking farmers every day. At Home and Inc., we know there's always work to be done. So we are always working for you, trying to find solutions to make your job a little bit easier with a better return. Control your crop's future with TNL Center Pivots and start storing your own grain. Two things that Home and Inc. is happy to help you with so that you can spend a little more time with family. Home and Inc. and Maria Stein, a family business serving family farms.
Home and Incorporated on Olding Road in Maria Stein.
At Mercer Health's Childbirth Center, we deliver compassionate care for mom and baby. We deliver support and answers to all your questions. We deliver family-centered experiences. At Mercer Health's Childbirth Center, our team doesn't want you to leave expecting anything, but rather with all your dreams delivered. At Mercer Health's Childbirth Center, you expect and we deliver. For more information about Mercer Health's Childbirth Center, visit mercer-health.com.
Look back to the fourth side. Field off the line in four tonight. 16-25, 25-19, 25-16, and 25-16. The Bulldogs now 6-3 on the campaign in that fourth and final set. Slana got out early, led 5-0. The Indians cut that back to, I think it's close to 13-11. That was a two-point deficit, 14-13. I guess they got down to one. But after 14-13, all Bulldogs 11-3, and the Bulldogs pick up their sixth win of the year.
Yep, for Fort Recovery, I mean, 23 kills as a team, 13 blocks, 8 aces. They were led in kills by Tegan Forkamp. She had 8. Allison Mullenkamp had 3 kills, but she had 6 blocks on the night to lead the Indians. Grace Klingtran also with a nice night, 5 kills, 2 blocks. They had a total of 24 hitting errors, 19 hitting errors and 5 service errors. For the Indians, they also had 8 aces. For the Bulldogs, 49 kills on the night, 8 blocks, and they had 10 aces against Fort Recovery. Leading the way in kills was Amelia Lutz. She had 13. She also had 3 aces. Miley Sapp with 10 kills tonight. Brooklyn Bourne, 10 kills and 3 aces. Peyton Berkey, nice game with assists and all that. Not to mention that 3 kills. She also had 2 aces. A lot of serving points back there for Samantha Jenkins tonight. She's back there for 12 points for the Bulldogs. Allison Sweeterman, a couple aces, and for the Bulldogs had 31 total errors, 8 of them service errors and 23 hitting errors.
You know, 16 was a wild number tonight, 25-16. Fort Recovery wins the first set, and the Bulldogs win sets 3 and 4 by those scores as well, 25-16, 25-16.
We did get some information from a listener, Rick over there. Maria Stein says Marion local Flyers won tonight 3-2 over the Russia Raiders. Flyers go to 6-1 on the season.
Yeah, they've had a really good start. They had a tough season last year, but not so tough this year. Again, so the Marion local Flyers pick up a win tonight. Want to thank our good friend Rick, by the way, too. It's the Rick I'm thinking it may be.
Yep.
Absolutely. Again, tonight in the JV contest, Fort Recovery wins in 3, 25-16, 23-25, 25-19. The varsity goes to the Bulldogs. They lose the first set 25-16, but then 25-19, 25-16, and 25-16. The Bulldogs host Kenton on Thursday night, and we'll host Minster Saturday morning over at their intermediate school. We'll have that one on your sports later. While Indians now 3-5 on the can, or excuse me, 3-5 on the campaign, they go to Versailles on Thursday night. From the Fort Sask Fieldhouse, we'll see you on Thursday on 96.7 The Wave.
For Sports First, on air and online, we thank you for listening to this WCSM Sports presentation.